France is taking heat for their aroma solution. The U.S. sex trade is flourishing, but you can help put a stop to it. And demand for children's Bibles grows steadily in Vietnam. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News. It's a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, I'm Greg Yoder. Controversy over France's expulsion of the Roma people overshadowed the itinerary at a European Union summit last week. The EU's Justice Commissioner said that the action was no different from deportations that took place during World War II. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says,
"The sentiment which motivates the recent expulsion, or recent actions taken against Roma people inside France, is not new. On the other hand, it does seem surprising that this would happen in Europe, since many of the Roma people would be moving from one Eurozone country to another."
This issue boils down to identity. Words of Hope has a heart for these people, with years of outreach through broadcasting in Eastern Europe in the Balkan Romani language.
It's programming that tries to create that sense of common identity, of empathizing with other people, even though they may be different. That's one of the things that we're trying to do as we broadcast the gospel.
There are more ways to help. Our website will detail them for you. Elsewhere, an Iranian Christian hasn't been seen since his July arrest. Voice of the Martyrs says the man, his wife, and his young daughter were all accused of threatening Iran's national security by following Christ. Security officers confiscated Christian literature and took the whole family into custody. The house church the family attended has stopped meeting out of fear. Pray the man would be released and that the church would be free to live out the gospel again. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, over the past few days, we've explored the realities of sex trafficking in the U.S., but what are we supposed to do? Is it even the responsibility of the church to be the ones to respond? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's York Moore has an answer.
It's on the same level as whether or not Christians saw themselves as responsible for helping Jews who led Nazi Germany, or whether or not the church was going to be engaged at the end of the slave trade here in the United States. That there are few times in the human narrative where the test of the resolve or the character of humankind is on trial. And I think we're in one of those chapters.
So what do we do?
There's a part that we can all play. It begins with prayer, and then educating ourselves, and then partnering with others who are further along in the journey.
Educate yourself and the people around you using the links on our website. In the meantime, keep praying about the role God has specifically for you to play in abolishing sexual slavery in the land of the free. Meanwhile, you've heard of people biking across America, but have you ever heard of someone pedaling for Proclaimers? Well, that's what Troy Love did between August 1st and September 13th this year. The 46-year-old police officer from Columbus, Indiana, tells us about Proclaimers.
It's a solar and crank-powered audio Bible that is recorded in over 400 languages throughout the world, and each one of the Proclaimers will reach 90 to 300 people.
They're produced by the audio Bible ministry Faith Comes by Hearing. Love's trip across America has just started impacting Faith Comes by Hearing's work.
We've raised over $40,000 to acquire the Proclaimers, get them in the hands of the people. That equates to over 27,000 people who will come to know Christ as a result of it.
Love is speaking at churches to help continue fundraising. You can donate. We have a link, guess where? Yep, at our website. And Vietnam closed its door to open missionary work in 1975. The country also became known for its persecution of Christians. But people are open to the gospel, especially among the mountain tribal peoples. Open Doors says Christian literature is in high demand. Church leaders are asking for more, especially the Illustrated Children's Bible. Your support for Open Doors Bible delivery projects will provide more copies of the scriptures. Call our resource line for information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can win a Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will send you free to India to help distribute blankets to the needy, where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.